have to say that over the last 20 years, a great deal of flood management work has been done. The river has been straightened and deepened. And as a result, of course, it's not very visible to many people because it shoots through our area of the city in huge canyons, if you like.
And what are the steps that you've taken specifically to mitigate against the risk of flooding?
We're working in partnership with so many other agencies. I think that's the important thing. The Environment Agency, the City Council, they're the people who can do big work. And obviously they've got great, they have big plans, big capital plans. And so you want people to share in that work. To own it, to feel that the river is their asset, you know, to feel it's something that can be of value to everyone. The River Irwell is an iconic river for Salford people, and we want to restore that. I mean, for many, many decades, it was the most polluted river in England. It's now a clean river with big fish in it. So the potential for turning it into an amenity and an asset is great. And at the same time, it raises people's consciousness and awareness of the whole potential, the risk of flooding, and what kind of measures the community might take should it happen. So we have emergency planning procedures and things like that.
And what are the lessons you think that you've learned as a community which could be applied, you know, in urban areas worldwide?
We are very strong. I say we. I'm talking about the Broughton Trust, which is managing this project. It's very, very strong on community engagement, listening to people. It cannot be done from above. People will not be told what to do, for instance. I'm a great believer that you cannot change people's behaviours by edict. They are perfectly capable, like anyone else, of taking pride and ownership in their area and helping to make it better for their children.
And do you think that you've become more socially kind of cohesive in a way as a result of this preventative work you've been doing and making people just generally more aware of climate change?
It's one of the outputs of our project. We now have a very mixed community in the Irwell Valley. At one time, it was pretty, a white working-class area. Now it's got people from every corner of the world, and it's very interesting developing projects, whether they're growing projects or greening projects or flood awareness projects, that involve people from many parts of the world who've got a lot to contribute.
And what do you think this recognition from the UN today will mean for the community? Will it have any kind of impact, do you think?
It hasn't quite sunk in with me yet. People will be very proud. Of course they'll be proud to be recognised. People need recognition for their efforts. But also, Salford is a proud city. It often suffers in comparison to Manchester, for instance. But it is a proud city which is older than Manchester. And this kind of award will really fill people's hearts with joy, I think.